though we welcome the idea of the third party army, but we need them to discuss about the mandate. How long are they going to be here? What do they want to do? It must be according to the mandate. It must be also well spelled. And the period that they are going to come, they have to create a buffer zone to avoid another conflict to happen again until the time that the South Sudan and the citizens decide that we need now to carry election. For us as a civil society, maybe 2 months or 1 year, we need election because we're tired of. As soon as their time finish, they go back.
So as a civil society organization, we welcome this development. We said our government, we thank you for this and we appreciate welcoming remarks that you have made. As we also appreciate the IGAD for passing the resolutions. This will help us to protect the civilians and protect the humanitarian workers and as well the JEMEC Commission. And we want the government to continue implementing this. We are looking at the protection of civilians and the protection of the humanitarian workers and as well the protection of the peace agreement. We want this to be actually to be stated clearly. We are not rejecting what government is doing. We are not even against what they are doing and we are not against what has been done. But for us, we want to see things happening that can help the local people on the ground to access their life. These are human rights. If you are blocking me for accessing something, what will I do?
We look at the point of civilians' protection according to the traditional amended constitution of the Republic of South Sudan 2011. That is stated the right of the citizens and it stated also the obligations of the government is to protect the citizen. And we look at it, there is a failure on that side. What do you do? And we, the civil society, since we have already collected the data, we welcome the idea of the third party army to come to South Sudan and help us and help the citizen not to be butchered again. We have tired, and even the soldiers, we have lost quite a number of the soldiers, which is a depopulation.
Radio Bakita 91 FM.